To people listening to radio, oftentimes they try to associate a voice with an individual in your own mind. And sometimes it's quite different than what they sound like. Today we're talking to Jason Hill, who is one of the announcers here and the voices you hear on WHO Radio. Jason, first of all, what's your background? Where did you grow up and go to school?
I was actually a Patton kid, and I went to Katahdin High School, and I graduated in the class of 1998. Katahdin High School was great. I went on to the New England School of Communications in Bangor on the Husson College campus and graduated in the year of 2000 for radio broadcasting.
You must have known a good friend of mine, Phil Faulkner, down in Patton.
Oh, yeah. Phil was actually my gym teacher years ago. I remember Phil well, and he was an excellent teacher.
Jason, how come you got interested in radio and in communications?
It actually goes back to a suggestion that our family doctor made years ago when I was in high school. What actually happened was he was reading the newspaper, and he found out about a little small radio station on the AM band in Monticello that was looking for volunteers for disc jockeys. And I contacted the gentleman that was running it. His name was Ralph Dewey. So I contacted Ralph, and the phone conversation went very well. And he said, come over next week, we'll put you on the air. And I was very surprised that it happened that quickly. But I went over to, at the time, it was WREM radio. And that's where I got my start, was actually right here in the county.
Well, what was your background at Husson? Did you work in communications down there?
I did, yep. I started in 98 and graduated in 2000. Went for radio communications, and I'm graduated with my associate's degree.
Now, when I first started in radio so many, many years ago, the word disc jockey was more common than it is now. Because in those days, before we went on the air, we went to our record library and picked out our records, and most of them were 78 RPMs.
Yes.
And it's so much different now because you actually don't play the records or introduce them yourself.
Everything has kind of changed over to computer now, whereas 20 years ago, radio stations were primarily run from records and what we call cart machines and carts. And on these carts, they would actually play in a loop. If you were to look at one, they actually look like an old 8-track. And if you would walk into a studio, you would actually see a whole wall of carts and records. And that's where the programming came from. It's changed a lot now. Now everything has gone digital. So everything is on computer now. And it actually makes things a lot easier because now we can email production back and forth. We can email spots to our customers. Customers can email spots to us. Nowadays with social networking, it's very easy to promote your radio station wherever you are. WHOU has a very popular Facebook page. So it has definitely changed over the years. And the word disc jockey, the jockey part of disc jockey, came from you're jockeying the levels. So if you came into the station, you would see meters running. You're kind of riding those levels. That's where the term disc jockey came from. I actually learned that from one of my instructors at NESCOM in Bangor. There's been so many changes in radio over the years. Now we have access to programs which allow us to digitally edit. No more reel-to-reel tapes. You don't need those anymore. Those were big, heavy, expensive machines. Now everything's on computer, so you don't have to have reel-to-reels. Automation systems are all now on computer, and they can come from satellite as well.
Well, you know what I miss? Is somebody introducing a record. Because you can use your imagination when you introduce a record. You know, of course, I was back in the days of Sinatra and Barbara Streisand and Ella Fitzgerald and all those people. But now the record isn't introduced, so you don't know what it is until unless you know it.
Nowadays, you might not necessarily even see what the album looks like. You might just see a title and hear what it sounds like. Because it's all digital, you kind of have to do research to see what the album looks like. But you can do that, with a simple Google search. when I started in radio, it was right when CDs were the popular thing. So every kid at school, you know, had CDs. Portable CD players were the latest thing. And it was really neat. And then, you know, kids everywhere collected these things, and I collected them myself. In fact, I still have a collection of about 200 CDs, which I barely touch anymore because, like I said, everything has gone digital. But I still have them because it's a part of history, and I still listen to CDs from time to time. And bands still use CDs as well.
Do you have any favorite artists? You probably don't go back to the standards of big bands and so forth.
I have a lot of favorite. I like a lot of stuff. Off the top of my head, one of my favorite bands is actually Def Leppard. I've always liked the band Everclear. They're out of the 90s, primarily in the 90s. But I like Steve Miller. You know, I like The Doors. I love Van Halen. There's a wide variety of stuff that I like. I mean, I'd like to say you name it, I like it. I like country, too. I like the new country, and I like the old country.
Now, when you carry the Red Sox or any athletic contest, you never know how long it's going to be.
Right.
And that must be a problem when you have to insert computerized audio or programming.
Well, what'll happen is the end of the satellite end will tell our station's computer when to start and stop the game. So what we do is we tell our computers, okay, this is when the Red Sox game is going to start. This is where the network feed is. And the computers will automatically go to that feed. And then when the game is done, even if it goes into overtime, the game will still carry. So that's how it's done. But it's programmed. We wait for their end to tell our computers what to do.
And you also might have a problem in transmission sometimes when you lose electricity.
Yeah, absolutely. Power is something that we have to have in order to run a station. Without power, there's nothing on the air. When we had that mass power outage here in Holton, I was driving right on North Road. The traffic light went out and the radio station went off at the same time. So there, without power, you can't do a whole lot.
Where do you get your weather forecast?
We get it here from Precision Weather, but we also get it from weatherchannel.com and NOAA.gov, which is the National Weather Service's website.
Of course, you carry ABC News, but you also do you have any local news programming?
Yes, we do. Greg Koster does news in the morning and in the afternoons. And he comes on after ABC News, and he reports local stories anywhere from Millinocket to Fort Kent.
Now, where does he get his information? People call in?
Generally speaking, he gets most of his information from the Bangor Daily News online. But there are other sources that he'll use as well, such as WAGM's feed from either social networking or their website. And sometimes we can get information from Facebook that news reporters have posted. We would just need to verify it, but that's another way that we gather news, too.
And, of course, you have quite a staff here to do the commercials locally. You do probably do some, and I think Ken does some, and some of the girls do some.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. That's a lot of fun. I just actually completed one now with some great sound effects. And with the sound effects, it puts you right there. So if you were listening, you would believe that you're actually in that spot where we created the sound effects, uh-huh. When, in fact, it's just a sound effect. So there's so much you can do with editing and commercials. But, yeah, we have a great staff here. We have some people that live nearby that come in to do spots for us. We call them spots. And we have a guy in Florida that does spots for us as well. We also have a gentleman that lives in Ellsworth that sends us commercials as well.
Well, now you're doing me a favor as we close. Will you introduce yourself to the radio audience as you would on the air?
Okay, sure. This is what it sounds like, but WHOU 100.1 FM. Good morning, I'm Jason. 6:35, 7:35 Atlantic time. Coming up, we've got the local news from Greg Koster. We'll be right back. This is HOU.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, Dewey.